And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is the head coach of the Sacred Heart Boys squad, Coach Steve Goodwin. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to visit with us.
Absolutely, no problem.
And we're going to talk about the pair of players from your squad that made the Dream Team. We'll start with the freshman first in Trent Lyles.
Yeah, Trent had a great freshman year for us. Pretty intimidating to start on a state championship team the year before, but after the first four or five games, Trent was just felt right at home, and we had to replace two All-Staters last year, and Trent had a remarkable job for a 14-year-old kid.
And is it pretty tough for those young ones in that situation? As you mentioned, it took a little bit of an adjustment period to step in and to participate on the varsity level. You think maybe having a big brother on the squad helped any?
Absolutely, and it's especially tough when you start off in the Marshall tournament and you play Kirksville, Columbia Battle, and later, like the next week, we'll play Father Tolton. So it was a trial by fire at the start, but I think it definitely led us to having a great season and having his big brother on the team, Chase, who was our leading scorer this year, helped a lot too.
Well, absolutely, and you mentioned the big brother, Chase Lyles, the other member from your squad that's on the Dream Team this year, and to have the younger brother coming up, how important is that to a program as a whole?
Well, this freshman crew at Sacred Heart, got 47 kids in the class. It's the biggest class I've ever seen here at Sacred Heart, and a lot of his friends and him have been playing basketball on traveling teams for a long time, and we're looking forward to that whole group coming up next year and hopefully continuing the tradition that we've had for nearly a decade and a half.
Chase Lyles, the senior member from your squad that made the Dream Team this year, over 1,100 points in his career. How difficult is it going to be to replace that young man?
I don't think you can replace Chase, Kier, Garrett Strange, Kier Marshall. They were integral parts of us winning the state championship last year. And the best thing about them is they all got along. They never give me any problems. They tried to do their very best. Finished the year 25-4, and really played some good teams, and won a tough district with three teams in it that had over 20 wins. But I think the most I was proud of is how they behaved on and off the floor. Those three kids finished their career at Sacred Heart with 107 wins and 11 losses.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So I don't think you can replace those three kids. I'm just going to, like I told the paper the other day, I'm not sad it's over. I'm just smiling that it happened.
Leadership-wise, what kind of leaders are the Lyles?
Oh, very good. They always try to get the other kids to play their best. They expect a lot. They have the respect of their team, and it was just a good group, a really good, fun group to play, to coach this year, and I am going to miss them.
You made mention of it just briefly about the off the court too, that they're studious in the classroom as well.
Oh yeah, they're on the math team and they do well. They won the conference in the math team this year, and they're in numerous other leadership organizations for our school. So they're the one that's seen because they're the ones scoring the baskets on Tuesday and Friday nights, but they do a great job in the classroom as well.
All right, very good. Again, we're speaking with Coach Steve Goodwin, the Sacred Heart Boys coach, Class 2 basketball. And, Coach, again, I appreciate you taking the time out to chat with us today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
No, that's it. I appreciate all the positive stuff that the KMZU radio station does for all the youth around the state.
All right, there you have it, Coach Steve Goodwin, Sacred Heart Boys coach here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.